Oh yeah, welcome into the Sound of Faith radio broadcast, heard every weekday 12:45 and Saturdays at 8:15 in the morning. So glad to have you along. My name is Jeremy Fowle, the host of this show. You can hear it, like I said, every day, or if you miss it live on the radio, go to kingdomkeysradio.org/soundoffaith. I hope you haven't missed any of the shows this week because everyone has been very powerful, very good, and I'm excited again today to have on the phone with me Pastor Troy Bond, Director of Raven International Ministries. How are you, sir?
Pastor Jeremy, brother, I'm great, and it's great to be back with you today.
Well, we've been talking about this outreach at Mardi Gras there on Bourbon Street in New Orleans coming up in March. March the 3rd through what?
Through the 8th.
Through the 8th, okay. Now, if people want information, they could go to your website, biggrace.com. And if they're listening here in the Amarillo area, is there a group from Amarillo going?
Yes, Pastor Sam Krogan is the pastor of the work right there locally. And again, they can go to biggrace.com and get the contact information on that. If they'd like to join them, we'd love to have them come. And it's really a life-changing experience. It was for me, and I know you've shared that it was in your life as well. But if we have anyone in the Amarillo area that would like to be a part of that, go to our website, contact me, and I'll get you in contact with Pastor Sam.
Now, I got to ask you a question because I know for sure there's a few listeners listening that are wondering this. Do you support burning Korans and things like that?
Absolutely not, brother. I know, one time there was a gentleman that you and I know that was doing some of that stuff there in Amarillo, and he'd been involved with our ministry. We're totally opposed to those times. I just don't see those things bringing glory to Jesus. The Scripture says that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And brother, our business is not just being right, it's being righteous, and it's bringing people to the foot of the cross, not through sensationalism, but just simply through that message of what Jesus Christ did for each and every one of us.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get that out there and have you clear that up, because I know some people thought that Raven Ministries was behind that, and I wanted them to hear it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I'm not dissing you.
And I'm the horse, brother. That's not us.
Well, I didn't mean to call you a horse, but anyway, that's what happened. Okay, I wanted to get that out there and clear that up. Pastor Troy, talk about what people should expect if they want to go to the streets witnessing, even in their city here of Amarillo or whatever city they're listening to us in. What should they expect when they get out there on the street? Should they expect a bunch of scary people that hate them and cuss them out and want to beat them up? Or what should they expect?
Pastor Jeremy, I mentioned in yesterday's program about the young lady that had come to the Lord that was a college student. I have a letter right here on my desk from her, and here's what it said. She had contacted my daughter and Gracie, another young lady that works for the ministry in the West Coast, and she sent this letter, and it says, "I'm glad I found y'all on here, too." She said, "I know it will be a positive influence on me, and it will help me to keep me in line and on track." Said, "I'm starting to remove people out of my life who were close friends who aren't really good influences on me." Says, "But amazingly, I've made even better friends who are sweet and believe in God, and the lives that they live are the lives that I want to live." And it says, "I've repented, and I'm taking sure steps to make certain I don't ever turn back. I still haven't drank alcohol since that night on Bourbon Street. I have no desire to do so." It says, "Another cool thing is I'm now going back to college. My friend helped me out, and things just fell into place." And it says, "Just pray for me. I always need God's help and guidance in my life." And here's what it says, though, and here's the kicker. It says, "I'm so thankful to have met y'all when I did, because without that night, I know this year would have been straight downhill for me. Bless you guys, and thank you for all that you do." Signed, Jessica.
Wow.
Brother, there's lost and hurting people, just like Jessica, 22 years old, that would look like the girl next door. What if we would have been there? I don't have to say what would happen. She knew exactly what would happen. She'd found herself right back into that lifestyle of destruction. But because someone was there that night to preach the word to her, she's being changed and transformed. I got another letter recently from a young man we won to the Lord on the streets named Tom. Tom was heroin addicted, bound by all these things in his life. And he sent us a letter, and he said, "You know what? I'm now, I believe, 19 months clean and sober." He said, "Thank you guys so much for being out there on the streets at night." So,
wow.
Brother, what it is, it's people that are, it's people. People could get past the the whole persona of Bourbon Street or Mardi Gras, they'll realize that that is strictly just a vehicle that brings the nations to our doorstep. Yeah. On any given night here, not just during Mardi Gras, but as we're out there doing Raven Street Church three nights a week, we'll see people from multiple states and multiple nations that are right there that we get to share the message of Jesus Christ with.
Well, and that's, I like what you've said before. You told me this off the air. You said, Jeremy, if you ever want a large audience, I have a pulpit wide open.
Yes, that's it, brother. If you want to preach in a mega church, the pulpit's open. I tease about us being a New Orleans original mega church because we have about 40,000 people in attendance at our street church services on just a regular night. And Mardi Gras is going to put about 250,000 people before us. So if somebody says, you know what, God's called me to the nations, I'm questioning where you've been because I have the nations right here and I haven't seen you.
Wow. Well, there are people with that mindset, Pastor Troy, that, you know, well, if God calls somebody to Africa, that's good. If God calls them to South America, that's good. Well, what about you? He's called you to go preach to every creature.
Absolutely.
Not to be intimidated by every creature, but to preach the gospel.
You know, it's interesting, brother. You know, the word tells us, and people preach this and talk about it and put on bumper stickers all the time, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, who strengthens us. A lot of people will quote that until God tells them to do something they're uncomfortable with.
Oh.
You know, for me, brother, I know that I, as a leader, I can only lead people where I've been. And at one time, all these things that I talk about now were very uncomfortable for me. But I knew if I wanted to reproduce that, if I wanted to reproduce street preach, I'd preached in pulpits for years, brother, before I ever stood on a corner and preached. But I knew, God, I want to raise up a generation that's going to have the boldness to go and do what your word says in 1 Corinthians 1:21, that you chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. But I know they're not going to do it unless they see me doing it. Now, brother, I started doing it. I started going there and preaching just like I was behind a pulpit on a Sunday morning. And what's happened is now we have dynamic young people on college campuses and various places all across North America that are preaching it. Why? Because somebody was obedient just to say yes and to lay down the framework and the groundwork for people to obey. And, you know, I'm telling your listeners today, somebody is just waiting on you to be obedient. You may be that one that somebody is saying, you know what, I'm just watching them. If they'll step out, I'll step out. And, brother, I've just been trying to step out into every opportunity that God has presented to me in the last 20 years of full-time ministry, and God has just brought many people into the kingdom just strictly through obedience.
Wow, strictly through obedience. That's powerful. God uses our obedience, and you don't really even know who all you're going to affect. You know, Pastor Troy, I heard this recently, and my sister was actually the one that I got this information from, but she saw where they did a study that even the most introverted person, the shyest person out there, will affect a minimum of 1,000 people in their lifetime.
Yes,
So think about how many people you're affecting when you actually step out and start making your voice heard in a place where there will be thousands and thousands of people.
Yes. You know, brother, you think about just that. In just a few weeks, right there in Amarillo, just a week, I guess, I'll be in Amarillo performing the marriage ceremony. My son, Jared, who's getting married. In June, my daughter, Kayla, will be getting married as well. Both of their spouses-to-be, a young woman, Anne, and a young man, Joshua, are people that we've won to the Lord Jesus Christ through this ministry. Both of these young people love the Lord, and they're what we prayed in. And we pray, God, we want our children to marry godly people that have a heart for you, a desire to reach people. And you know what? Through our obedience, God brought them to our children. And so even on a personal level, you know, my son-in-law, he graduates from the University of California, Santa Barbara, with a religious studies degree. He's going to be moving here into New Orleans, working with us in the ministry. My daughter-in-law was one right off the streets of Amarillo because our team there was witnessing on the streets. And so what if I had not been obedient years ago to go and do that? Then these teams that have literally affected my family would never have been on those streets and brought these wonderful young people as my new son and daughter into my family.
Wow. Man, that's pretty cool. I mean, you never dreamed that, but that's what happens.
No,
you
never did.
You don't know what all is going to happen because you are obedient, and that's what God is waiting to see from you is obedience. Now, I heard this quote, and I wanted your comments on it, Pastor Troy. Apathy is the cradle that Satan uses to rock the church to sleep.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you see that happening?
I do, brother. Here's the thing. Satan doesn't care if he gets you all at once. He don't care if he gets you at 18. He'll wait on you till you're 28 or 38. He'll take you piece by piece. And the people are always saying, I have plenty of time. Well, you don't have plenty of time. You know, we witnessed on the streets, I shared in one of the broadcasts about LeVon Jones, who, 26 years old, he said, I don't have time for this. 20 minutes later, he was dead. Recently, a young man, in his 20s as well, Earl Wheeler, 21 years old, we went by his place of business, didn't want to hear it. He was gunned down and killed. Another young man, Sergeant Ryan Lukowski, he was a United States Marine with his wife. We tried to stop them, and they didn't want to stop and hear it. Just a little while later, he was stabbed to death just about a block and a half from where we were. He was 23 years old. You know, and what was that? It's apathy. The church doesn't step up, and so what it does, it translates into the world, and we think we have plenty of time. Brother, we don't have time. You know, we're redeeming the time because the days are evil that we've talked about, and we've got to get busy. And so what happens, slowly but surely, just that whole apathy comes in, and it brings compromise, then pretty soon we're totally dried up. I was there years and years and years ago, and I know what it looks like, and I see it just remunerated in the body of Christ all too many times.
Yeah. Well, what does a person do if they have found themselves being apathetic concerning the Great Commission of going and preaching the gospel? What's your word to them?
Go. It's pretty simple. Just go and do something.
I like that.
Make yourself available. I mean, really, brother, it's not rocket science, and it doesn't take anything. God's just looking for people. I look through the scripture, and it gives me really encouragement because of who he used. He didn't always use the greatest and the brightest. He chose those that were just willing to say, God, you know, I'm available to you. Here I am. Send me. God, use me. Just someone willing to just abandon self and say, God, okay, I'm yours. I'm bought with a price. My life's not my own. Whatever you want to do in my life, do it.
Yeah, kind of like you said earlier this week, it's not so much your ability, but your availability to him.
Absolutely. Because, brother, you know, in our flesh dwells no good thing. Prior to coming to Christ, I didn't have the ability to do anything that I do, but I trust Jesus. That's what I have. I have faith in the Lord that's going to take me to those places. You know, I say all the time that when in leadership teaching, that our obedience will take us places spiritually that our disobedience could never take us naturally.
Ooh.
And so when I'm obedient in the Spirit, I'm going to go places that my disobedience in the flesh never would have allowed me to go. Brother, I preached in Muslim countries that were 99.9% Muslim and saw whole Muslim families come to the Lord Jesus Christ. When they told us, listen, you need to kind of be low-key, man, we wore shirts with a cross on the back and Jesus blazed on the front. I was never arrested. I was never gunned down. None of those things happened. Why? Because still yet, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. It's got to come back to the place where the church becomes the intimidator rather than the intimidated. You know, I want it to be said of me, the men that have turned the world upside down have come here too. You know, we need to turn the world upside down or really right side up at this point.
Yeah.
But the only way we're going to do it is just to be obedient and go do what God told us to be.
Well, that's it. That's it right there in a nutshell over the last minute. What you just heard from Pastor Troy Mond will help you if you'll listen. Now, his website is biggrace.com, or you could write Raven Ministries, P.O. Box 2102, Kenner, K-E-N-N-E-R, Louisiana, 70063. And I want to tell you this, you ought to pray and ask the Lord what he would have you do about that. Pastor Troy, I appreciate you being here with me this week on the radio.
Pastor Jeremy, thank you so much, man. God bless you guys, and I appreciate you for giving us this opportunity.
Yes, sir, and we'll do it again soon. I want to also thank Hair by Cheyenne for support of The Sound of Faith.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne Charter. It is my desire to serve the Lord with my gifts, talents, and abilities. I do not consider this to be just a job, but an opportunity to share the truth of the gospel message. I specialize in haircuts, color, perms, or the look for that special occasion. My phone number is 806-335-5031. By appointment only.
Now, before I go today, I want to remind you of something. If you won't quit in your walk with God, there's no one that can stop you or shut you down. Gonna be hard to shut.